Happy Saturday, friends. Most importantly, happy Juneteenth. As I think about today and what Juneteenth represents for African Americans, I can't help but to think about my roots and where I came from. I can't help but to think about all of the history that lies within my bloodline that I don't quite know of or learned of yet, because there's always so much to unpack. As I had a conversation with one of my uncles yesterday, I also thought on how there's so many things that we possibly don't know because we never dug deep enough to ask. I know there's this thing in most families where certain things are swept under the rug or never asked due to fear or uncomfortability or not wanting to face or confront the history that lies within the family because it may pick out old wounds or could be triggering. I mean, the list can go on. But during our conversation, I realized that there was space and opportunity for me to ask questions about a lot of things that I've always been curious about, and it allowed me to learn something new and to get greater understanding of my family's background and their lives growing up, but in a different perspective. I personally believe that when you dig deeper, especially when it comes to family, it prepares the way for generational freedom, restoration, and for generational curses to be exposed. For years, we have been comfortable sweeping life under a rug, but you can only bury your past for so long. I believe that our history tells so much about the characteristics and personalities and the characteristics of family as well. One thing we do have to acknowledge is that all history is not bad history. We also have to acknowledge the bad history in itself too, though, in order to gain revelation. I truly think that if more people dug deeper into their past, there would be much greater understanding and revelation of what the specific attacks on family are. We have to remember that the enemy hates unity. He will do all he can to dismantle the foundation of family. But when there's unity and the foundation of God is firm, there's nothing that the enemy can break. But it's up to you as a member of your family to close the door that allows the enemy to destroy relationships in your family. Today, as we celebrate Juneteenth and the freedom that we as African Americans received, think about your family. Think about your bloodline. Is your family still enslaved by their history? Does freedom still need to take place in some areas? Are you making room for restoration to take place? Are you ready to dig deeper and confront those generational curses and things that have set your family back? My prayer today is that we see the value in family, that our eyes and hearts are open to the value that God has placed on the family unit. I pray that we find the courage to dig deep into the history of our families and that God will reveal to us the areas in which we need to pray over, fight for, and seek freedom in. I pray that we realize that God is a God who can break generational curses and who can restore all things. I pray that we find peace on this day and find value in the history of our families. With love, yours truly, Ebb.